This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
I must say out loud.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box.
You
on the all-new 590 The Fan. Speaking of love songs, there's a song called Kenny Rogers, Through the Years. You guys ever heard that? Through the years.
No.
I got to tell you something. If you've been dating a woman or married to a woman for a long time, and you hear that piece of, play that song just for about 10 seconds there, it really kind of makes you kind of have like flashbacks of your time with that woman. Every time I listen to it, I just think I love Monique even more.
You've turned my life around. The sweetest days
I've heard this. I've heard this. Yeah.
Isn't it a sweet song?
It is a good song.
Yeah. Every time I do that, I call Monique right away. She goes, "Are you drinking or have you taken an oxycodone or something?" All right, I want to tell you about our good friends at the Bomarito Automotive Family. If you're looking for a car, look no further than the Bomarito Automotive Family. They sell over 20,000 cars a year. I recommend going out to Ellisville and just looking at those used cars. They have just the best selection in town. Audi West County, Infiniti West County, Cadillac St. Peter's, Buick West County, GMC West County, Chevys, Fords in Hazelwood, Chevys in South County, Hondas in Hazelwood, Toyotas in Hazelwood, Mazdas in South County. They just have it all. We appreciate them being one of our great sponsors. All right, Courtney D., I've heard that crying is big in prison. I would do the same. No place to be, for sure.
Oh, that was the one of the early scenes in Shawshank. They all make bets as to who's the first new fish to cry in a night in prison. Then the guy gets beat to death.
So you just gave me a little insight on Paulie. As he's just got out of prison in season 4, and he got out. They put him in prison because
the actor had health issues. I can't remember if it was a back or a heart or something that kept him on the mend for a little bit. So they had to write in a reason why he wasn't appearing so often on the show, and they then fabricated or at least wrote in a jail appearance for him out of state.
Huh. I just asked Monique, "Did you listen?" And she said, "Only last minute." Jeez. All right. What is The Veiled Prophet?
That's a great song. That was our wedding dance 16 years ago. Had this made for our anniversary this year. It is the music sheet to that song.
Wow.
Wow, look at
nice.
That.
A couple of left-handed names, Lenny Wilkins and Nate Archibald. Yeah, I guess Wilkins had the better career, but Archibald is the only player in basketball history to lead the league in scoring and assists the same season. All right. Frank, if you want to play the sound-alike game, try John Mozeliak and Jack from Jack in the Box.
Let me see. Let me look up Jack in the Box. We know how Mo sounds.
I don't know if I'd go for that one.
Okay, here is just a slew of... Here's 82 minutes of Jack in the Box commercials. Let's just see what comes up.
Hello, I'm Jack, founder of Jack in the Box.
Nah.
Perhaps you remember when I was fired.
I'm not hearing it.
Ever since that setback.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Not hearing it.
All right. No way he sounds like Belichick. First off, he has inflection in his words. Two, that clip has about 30 more words than anything that Belichick gives the media.
Fair.
Salty pretzel. Nice,
yeah.
Nicely done.
That's fair.
See.
We have, after he earns his fifth MVP in 15 years, Jontay Porter will be the best lefty.
Pretty good championship game. I'm just glad we don't have to constantly hear the term blue blood for a long time. Brian, what did you think of the game?
I thought it was terrible at the beginning and good
yes,
late.
It was brutal.
It got off to a really slow start. It was, 3-2 at the under 16 timeout? That's a rough beginning, and
I actually thought about him at this beginning.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
The first 4 minutes, I'm sitting here like, "Oh, well, Hoff's a genius."
Yeah,
makes me look like a complete idiot for saying this one's going to be good. And then
the second half was phenomenal.
Yeah,
and, it was.
And I tell you what,
really surprising.
I didn't think we were going to get that, but if you notice, really almost the entire fourth quarter and into overtime, Culver and Hunter were on each other every single possession.
Yeah, that was
they were
cool.
Guarding each other.
Lottery pick on lottery pick,
and they were just going at it. And obviously, you know, for a second there, I thought Culver was going to get the better of him in that game, but then Hunter hit the gas the last 2 minutes of the game and all of overtime and just put him in the dirt. And that was incredible.
Frank, you mentioned how Texas Tech and Chris Beard is an inspiration to others. I was wondering how you'd like to be Shaka Smart this morning.
Oh, boy.
And people are so, how is he doing this?
Yeah.
When are you going to do this? How much we're paying you?
Also, Ty Jerome looks like he's probably going to be a late first-round pick. So, I mean, that's – yeah, Virginia's not –
He slipped in the mocks.
Yeah, Ty Jerome, there's a couple even really like early in the tournament, before the tournament, who had him ranked around like 27th, 29th overall. So, Ty Jerome's going – looks like late first, early second.
You know what I like?
And after you saw some of those passes he was throwing yesterday, shouldn't be surprised.
How about the past two national championship teams? Now, granted, they have NBA-caliber players, but they're loaded with upperclassmen.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jerome kind of seems like kind of like a Landry Shamet guy from Wichita State. He's 6'5", so he's not undersized. He can shoot. He can kind of play the one or the two because of his size, but he can pass the ball well.
Maybe a right-handed Luke Kennard.
Ooh. By the way, we have Joe Lenoir. He has updated his 20 for
next
year.
Are you serious?
Yes. Coming
in, winning.
Well, he doesn't. He seeds. He does not do a full predictive bracket in terms of champion. But next year in St. Louis, he believes that 6-seeded Cincinnati will face 11-seeded Utah State. We'll have Texas Tech in town as a 7-seed to play Penn State, the 10-seed. Kentucky, the 2-seed against UC Irvine, the 15-seed, and most importantly, 14-seeded Northern Kentucky playing 3-seeded Marquette. Huh. In St. Louis.
Oh, wow.
So I'll take that day off.
Top four seeds, by the way?
The top four seeds will be Michigan State 1, Virginia 1, Duke 1, Michigan 1. He does not have Illinois, Missouri, or St. Louis University in the tournament next year. So just don't play. If you're not in the first bracketology day after the national title game, why bother?
I was ready to have way too much fun if Moretti hit like one or two more shots for Texas Tech. He hits one or two more shots. I was going to go insane on Twitter and have fun with that one.
All right, let's break. But before we go to break, quick word about the Gatesworth Finest in Senior Living. If you're looking for a place for mom or dad, aunt or uncle, grandma or grandpa, we recommend the Gatesworth. They have a policy that when you call down to the front desk, the answer is always yes. So you basically get anything you want. The food is great. The activities are outstanding. The Gatesworth. Martin, when we come back.